that's the luck of a bounce there.
Right.
Otherwise, it's a base hit because the ball was hit real hard. Gill hit a line drive left center. Mantle made a good running catch on, backhanded.
Seen that one.
I hit a sinking line drive to right field early in the game, and Hank Bauer came in and caught it about shin high or so. And there was Amoros hit a ball down the right field line that curved foul by about 4 or 5 feet. I mean, there were a lot of chances for us, but none of them materialized, and he pitched a perfect game. Huh?
And
I'm happy for him now. I wasn't happy then. I'm happy for him now.
Did you think he could catch Yogi the way Yogi flew out there?
Yeah, Yogi, he did well. The perfect game was the furthest thing from our mind. We were locked into Magley pitching a good game and winning the game, coming back and getting two or three runs off of him.
That's an interesting name, Sal Magley. How difficult was that acquisition? He had some enemies on the Dodgers after all those years.
Just like Jackie coming to the club, we knew that if he could pitch any more at all, that he was going to win games for us. He pitched a no-hitter for us that year. Pitched a great game in the World Series in that game.
So it was
he was a super guy. He was a nice guy. I mean, they talked about him being the barber where he knocked people down. Well, he didn't throw hard enough to hurt you if he hit you.
Okay.
But he had good stuff. He was a very good competitor, and he had very good stuff, movement on his pitches.
Okay.
Made it difficult to hit hard.
Okay, we're going to take a break. You know, the group of people we haven't talked about